the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Beyond Good Day. In fact, time for all of us to tell some stories that have some impact either on a few people or a lot of people, but the ideas behind them are synchronistic, if you know what I mean. Later on in the hour, we'll have some conversation with the Boomer Broads, who went to the London Olympics and have stories to tell about that. The travel back and forth, interestingly enough, is as much of a story sometimes as the things that happened there. Which of the following do you do with your cell phone when you're having dinner with at least one other person is the poll from the weekend. 24% of you said answer calls, at least occasionally. This is on the heels of something that we're actually following well on our own social media, Jennifer.
We are.
Let's see, 17% of you said two or more of the above, which included check your email, check your social media sites, play games, surf the web, et cetera, et cetera. 12% of you said you turn off your phone when you're having dinner with somebody, which seems to be the only decent thing to do. All right, so we're following that. So what else do we have going on at our social media sites, Twitter and they aren't ours. We are participants in them, right?
Well, they're ours. It's your name on them.
Twitter.com on Good Day or on
at Good Day Show.
Yeah, right.
And Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right.
We have a couple of things brewing up there. First, we have the awkward moment on NBC's Today Show when Al Roker takes down Matt Lauer. And actually, we've already gotten some comments
that
on that. Yeah, go check it out. Jeffrey said, holy crud, that was epic, awesomely unprofessional. Then we also are asking, are you a thrill seeker? If you are, why do you do it? Janet said, it's just a thrill for her to get out of bed each morning. But these days, I tend to agree. Hans also wrote to us last week and wanted to know if we could discuss Fascist America, FBI Secret Service arrest, Marine Brandon Robb. Have you heard about this story?
No.
Well, we're going to check it out and talk about it because
slow
loader. No, I guess a Marine was arrested last week for posting a patriotic Facebook post. Here's what he wrote. Let's see. When friends came home, they read. Gosh, I'm sorry. I should have prepped. This was a last-minute kind of deal. I guess he put something up on Facebook, and then his friends and neighbors all watched him be arrested. And this was something patriotic that he put up on Facebook. So let me do some research on this article.
Yeah, all right. Let's find that.
And I'll make sure that we talk about it, because this looks like an interesting story. So I'll check into it. But
good recovery, Jennifer. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know what? When I get these little stories, sometimes
you sometimes you're not. You just click to them because you didn't know. We don't know.
Yeah,
so
we
there's
to
no
investigate.
Reason. You don't have to apologize.
I'm not apologizing, good. But I will have
Richie,
more info to come.
If Richie had done it, I'd be all over him for sure.
Foolish. You expect me to be a professional.
Right, exactly. I expect
Jen can get away with whatever she wants to.
No, she's professional.
That's kind of rude, I'm thinking.
It is kind of rude. You're right. I'm with you on that one, Jennifer. That was really pretty low.
I figured I could see if I could tweak both of you in one shot.
Perfect, yeah.
Good work, you did.
Nice job. All right, so meanwhile, Jennifer, you had something beyond Good Day for us.
Something I don't know what I'm going to talk about. No. Honey Boo Boo. You guys know about Honey Boo Boo?
Give me a break.
Honey Boo Boo?
Kids.
Six-year-old,
isn't he 6 or 7 years old? Isn't that what the story is about?
She's about 6 years old, and she was first discovered on toddler cameras. Now, I had never seen her before. I happened to be home one day, and I saw her on Dr. Drew's show, and because I don't watch Toddlers and Tiaras, believe it or not. And I was so, I couldn't look away. This little girl, it looks like the beauty contestant, you know, makeup.
She looks like JonBenet Ramsey.
A little bit,
To put a face on it, or to give you some, if you don't know the story of the show, that's what she looks like.
Well, she is a personality plus kind of girl, and very funny, and it's hard to turn away. And she also has this go juice that she drinks, and Dr. Drew was drinking that and coughing. I mean, it's some sort of caffeinated beverage. Well, now she's got her own show. It's called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, and it's a total hit. It's on TLC, and it follows her and her family. She's got two older sisters and then her mom and dad, and I watched the show, and I actually wanted to talk to you guys about it last week, because at first I was kind of outraged, you know, this girl's being just manipulated by the media and her family, and she's trying, you know, they're trying to make money off of her. But then I started watching the show, and I thought, you know what, this is not that far off from a lot of families in the United States. just kind of how it happens. But everybody's kind of getting on the mom in this family. Her name is June. And apparently the National Enquirer is reporting this week that she was just recently in jail for
the mother?
Yeah, the mom, for theft.
Okay.
And for contempt of court. Although she got the charges dropped, she was also a defendant in two child support cases around the same time. So they're thinking maybe the arrest was linked to that. Also in the paper over the weekend, the LA Times did a story about how people are really debating about the mom in Honey Boo Boo, because some say that she is like the worst mom ever. She lets her kids eat Cheetos. She lets them drink caffeinated beverages. She's got a pregnant 17-year-old daughter. And other people are coming to her defense saying it's clear that she really loves her child and that she's putting her through this beauty competition because Honey Boo Boo actually wants to be in the beauty competition. So I was just kind of throwing it out because I know pageants are very controversial. And I know, Heather, you have a young girl who has a lot of personality. Would you ever consider her? Never.
Nope.
Even if she
not
wanted
like
to do
that.
It.
Actually, Miss Ella Grace, who's 2.5. She is. She's a total piece of work. She's hysterical. And she is just so filled she wasn't even 2 years old yet. And she was pointing at the TV saying to some little girls singing and dancing, she said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to sing and dance on TV. I'm going to do that. And she still does. And she's mm-hmm. so into it. And she's got some moves, too. And when she ever saw, and this will bring it back to, you know, kind of an interesting concept with this. When she recently saw Shirley Temple on TV, a commercial for a DVD set, her jaw was on the floor. She was in total awe. And she wants it so bad. She wants that. She wants the DVD. She was in love with her. But, like, looking back, like, look at Toddlers and Tiaras today, and then look back at Shirley Temple and all of the movies she made and everything. She really didn't have much, you know, of a normal, say, childhood, right? So what has twisted to make it so different
now? Well, what's the difference
mm-hmm.
between Shirley Temple and reality show TV? I mean, everybody was profiting from Shirley Temple.
Exactly.
Family.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. What makes it? Why do we view it so differently now?
To the point where they strung her out on drugs to make her perform better.
Sure. And why do we view it so differently now? I mean, I don't think it was such a controversial thing, you know, back when Shirley Temple was young and out in her movies. Then people weren't saying, "Oh my God, can you believe they're doing?" You know, at least I don't believe so. Correct me if I'm wrong. But now it's like we're disgusted when we look at it, but then we still look at it.
Hmm.
It's really amazing to me. That, what are you chuckling at?
You. And
yeah,
just,
come on, Dave.
Your realization as to, I know how disgusted you are by this kind of stuff.
Well, it just, we are in this microcosm. It's microscopic. The lives that most of us lead are examined, re-examined, they're put forth. And that happens as you get older. Why would you want to subject your child to this at this age? What? Who's gaining from this? The six-year-old doesn't know.
They are. They're getting checks.
Yeah. And that's all this is about.
The six-year-old at this point is having fun, but in 10 years, she's going to be... This guy's going to be Lindsay Lohan in 10 years.
Yeah. Pimped mm-hmm. out by... Where's the father? I didn't hear you talking about the father.
Oh, the father's there. Father's involved. Okay. Lives at home. Mm-hmm.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Charlotte,
same stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to tell because...
Pimping out. Lohan, you're right. That's a good example of that. Our old man pimped her out. And it goes on and on and on. It's just disgusting.
So do we just say no then when our kids want to do this?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
you're
you know,
in
she's a no. She's a willing participant. She wants to do it. Lindsay Lohan, I'm sure, wanted to be an actress.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the right thing to do as a parent? Is
no.
to put your foot down?
No.
And say no?
I mean,
you're
Ella wants to take.
Well, that's
dance
what I mean. You
classes.
Put your foot down and say no.
Ella wants to dance. She wants to sing and dance, and I'm looking for appropriate dance classes for her. So
every
she can
little
enjoy
girl
it.
Wants to sing and dance. So you put mm-hmm. them in dance classes. You have fun.
Yep. And not make it into a profitable situation for the parent.
Well. Wants to become of age if they can make you a buck.
Then
no,
by
no,
all
no.
means, have them out there.
I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare sell my children off. My little 5-year-old girl. I wouldn't dare sell her off at 5 years old. But once she's 17 or 18, if she can start contributing, that'd be great.
What if it's something like the Nutcracker, say, you know, because they have very young children that perform in the Nutcracker, even like 5 and 6 years old. What about something like that where they're it's grueling what they're going through? It's a lot of work.
Or professional ballerinas or Olympic athletes.
You
really,
know,
it's all the same thing.
All right. If it got to the point where it was taking away from their childhood, no. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't want to raise an Olympic athlete then?
Probably not until they're in their 11, you know, preteens.
Too late then. You've got to get them started young.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that. No. I mean, if they really just started taking, if Sean starts taking off in baseball and decides I want to do travel league and I want to do this and I want, yeah, okay, sure, no problem. And that's the way a lot of, I mean, Peekaboo Street, who we talked to earlier, I mean, she grew up in Idaho skiing the mountains. I'm sure it was just natural for her and for a lot of other Olympians. But you got to China and Russia, and it's pretty much, okay, da, you have 6 kids. We take these 2 for government to train for Olympics. You know, and that's the way, well, you know, maybe not so much Russia, but China, definitely. Doug's tuned out of this. He's disgusted.
I am. I am. And it leaves me in a place that I don't want to be. You've been after me this morning to be a little more on the upside of life.
You've been fun, but there's been 2 conversations we've had already today where you're like, you know what?
I can imagine putting my children. My children were both very prolific in lots of different ways. My son could have gone down this road more. My daughter wouldn't have ever gone down this road. My son might have.
Yeah, basketball or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, been a sort of prodigy of some sort.
Would it have been okay if it was basketball, though? Is there a difference?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You asked that question now. Mm-hmm. That is an interesting question because is that any different than this stuff?
It robs people of their childhood, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. He made his own decisions about what he wanted to do. And we supported.
That's the thing. That, exactly.
That was different.
But when they're 5 and 6 years old, they're not making their own decisions.
Brendan, when he was in the 8th grade, starred single actor in the class play. The class play was a one-man show, and it was his. And that was his first and last foray. I mean, he dibbled and dabbled around with it when he went to Los Angeles, as far as acting is concerned. But he was he was amazing, actually, in that. And I'll never forget the expressions, the looks on his face, that sort of stuff. But that was he went down that street once, and in the 8th grade, he didn't want to go down anymore. And so, okay. I mean, I even encouraged him, because he'd be good at it, when he was an adult, to do some of this stuff. But he doesn't like the machine. He doesn't like the way people are treated. He doesn't like the couch. He didn't like any of it. So, I mean, he's been very defined in his understanding of what to do in those circumstances. But it was up to him. It was his decision. And, you know, I think it would have been fun for him in some respects because he'd be good at it. But he just won't expose himself to the... I mean, part of it is, I think, that if you don't do well, you're devastated because... you know, it's failure. At 6 years old, this kid tried this and failed. What's the rest of her life going to be about? Right? You failed at 6. You're miserable. I mean, that's the message, Devin. If it doesn't work, how do you explain that to a kid that age? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, you wouldn't mind if we use this as a theme to the Good Day program, would you?
You are a genius, Doug. It is perfect for your show.
It is.
The song is about those moments that you cherish, and I know that you guys entertain people every single day and lift people up, and that's what the song Good Day is about. And it was released 3 or 4 weeks ago to radio, and it is spreading like Hellman's mayonnaise.
It's a great day.
We're just talking about the new Newsweek cover this week, Hit the Road, Barack, Why We Need a New President, and thinking about tabloid journalism and how most everything, whether it's this formerly news magazine, thinks it has to go down this street. There was the Romney cover a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it, Richie? It basically took the same approach.
I hadn't read Newsweek in years, and yeah. Apparently neither had anybody else.
Right.
And it's become a total opinion piece, hit kind of cover thing. And I picked it up the other week, and it was talking about Romney's wimp factor,
mm-hmm.
and comparing him to Reagan and George Bush Jr. and George Bush Sr., and how he's a wimp compared to those guys. And I was like, wow. What in the world happened to Newsweek?
Yeah.
And then this week, apparently, they're got a hit piece out on Obama.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, Newsweek and Time.
Yeah, garbage.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Well, magazines are in trouble.
Yeah. So
and they have to do something different, you know. People
25.
Can't wait a week to hear the news.
No. Right. It's irrelevant. 25 past the hour. Okay, Richie has something relevant for us. Beyond Good Day, by the way, the Boomer Brides talk about traveling accommodations in a few moments, but meanwhile, Richie has
Beyond Good Day. My story today kind of has to do with what we were just talking about with Newsweek, because this officially could be the moment in time, Doug, where television has lost its top spot to cell phones. There's a study done. Users responded to a study and about how much they are using their cell phones a day. And your television gets 141 minutes on average of use a day by Americans. Your cell phone now gets 144 minutes of use per day on average by Americans, which is followed up by your computer at 96 minutes, the radio at 90 minutes, yay radio, books and reading at 43 minutes, and everything else at 34 minutes a day. How that breaks down is in your mobile media. On your cell phone, most people are doing general info and search, 84%. Social media, 84%. Playing games, 83% of the people say that that's what they do most. 77% listen to music or entertainment. 76% say they most check their email. Local search, 69%, shopping 55%, and then online bill payment 37%.
Mm-hmm.
So we have officially transitioned to staring at our phone or our handheld device more than anything else that we own throughout the course of the day. And I know this isn't true for you.
No.
But Jen, I know she spends a good bit of time, but she takes a while to respond if I text her.
I try not to be too slaved away to my phone, but I do look at it probably more than I should.
Heather?
Addicted.
Addicted.
And I don't want to be. But I feel like I have no choice but to
Why?
Be.
What do you mean you have no choice? Of course you have a choice.
No, because I feel
what
like...
Do you know?
I mean, well, even work stuff. I mean, there's things that with time differences.
The only thing
and
you should be paying any
through.
Attention to on your cell phone is anything or your thing...
Is you,
is
Doug.
Me. That's it. Otherwise...
I will quote one of my hosts who has a weekly show here at Radio America who writes everything down on envelopes, and that's his system. And I said, but you have this great tool, this phone. And he says, I assert, sir, that sometimes you are the tool.
It is 28 after the hour. Hooray on Good Day.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes, plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new...
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Conversation, practical ideas in this hour beyond good day, 33 past the hour. You've logged into DougStephan.com today and checked a number of things out. Phil Lembert, our supermarket guru, has a lot of information on eggs, where to get them, how the eggs that are free-range chicken eggs compare to the eggs that come from come from chickens that are nesting on top
from expensive range chickens.
Yeah, right.
They are no longer free, sir.
Right, not free anymore. All right, meanwhile, back we have, along with Richie and Jennifer and Heather and I, the Boomer Broads, who have escaped reality for the past couple of weeks, and now back in the ranch. Don't care much for American Airlines, it would appear. And other.
Correct.
All right, so you went over on British Airways. Why didn't you do a round trip?
Whatever, where?
Over, oh, that's a good question, Richie. They went to the London Olympics.
Over there.
Went to the London Olympics. You might want to give us a little review of what you saw and your experience there, but mostly you're ticked off about if you're sitting in the back of the plane, you're not going to find a lot of room. And I'm guessing that I think on American, they were using 757s.
No, here we go.
Are they still using 750 instead of 767? 757s, I like if it's set up front. No. Don't care for the back. But the 767 has been what they traditionally use. They even used to run a 777.
I'd like to apologize to the audience. I should have seen this coming as soon as the Boomer Broads mentioned.
No, I mean, most people, the bigger planes, the wide aisle.
As soon as they mentioned they wanted to talk about airlines, I should have cut
that
off.
We had no idea.
All right, we're going to go with the Olympics first.
No. Let's get this out of the way. Okay, you went to the Olympics. You flew over on British Airways. You flew back on American Airlines. You want to compare them. You've got 2 minutes to do it before I shut Dudley off. Go.
Go, Emery. Well, British Air was amazing. Fabulous. Wonderful. Two meals. They have little movies at every seat. Honest to goodness, it was a 6.5-hour flight, and it flew by for me, and it was comfortable, and people were friendly, and it was cheerio and lovely, darling, and, you know, it was just fabulous, and we couldn't believe it. First of all, we walked through, you know, you walk through first class, and everybody's got their own little pod. Their own little bed in first class.
Yes.
And we're like,
so
we want one.
Immediately covet it, and you think, oh, this is just going to be misery. Coach is going to sink. Coach actually is called World Traveler on BA.
Well, they have four different. Most of the planes have a coach, they have travel, World Traveler, and they have business, and they have first class.
Yeah, so and we were World Traveler to the surprise of no one. But it was really very lovely. No complaints. Couldn't have been happier. Felt very good when we left.
And we always look for ways to complain, but really we couldn't even find it.
All right, so then on the way back you go American Airlines.
Only Toledo. What a mess. It was,
from start to finish,
757. So it was, you know, 3 and 3, squeezed in like dogs.
But wait.
We're in the last row.
First of all, we get in line at the counter. And it's like, this is the Tuesday after the end of the Olympics. So you can imagine. I mean, they're athletes, they're families, they're, you know, teams, they're thousands and thousands of people. And American Airlines has two people checking in, passengers, two people, with like eight empty seats. And we're like, what? What happened? So that really set us off. That was like the first bad moment of our entire trip.
All right, so question. All right, and then the flight was a debacle.
Yeah, then the flight was a debacle.
Question, how much did you pay for each of these trips?
It was 1,200 round trips. Yes, sir.
Okay,
the clock
so
is, the clock is running.
1,200 round trip. Now understand,
so
the CAA is
you
only
booked
the carrier.
Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Okay, so
you
didn't
booked,
pay individually, you
exactly.
booked...
Exactly.
Well, because they have a, they share,
yes.
They have a co-chair agreement. So they told you
okay.
that you could ride over British Airways, and then they told you you had to run back on a American. It wasn't your choice.
Correct.
I see. Okay.
Right. I would never have been my choice.
All right,
okay, our time is
talk.
Up. It was
okay.
lovely being with you all today.
But we're dying to hear about the Olympics.
The Olympics were fabulous. The Olympics were amazing.
They say that the Brits did a wonderful job.
Stunning.
Honestly, and I am not easy. Seriously.
No,
I'm not
really?
An easy
yeah.
I'm sure that's
not what we heard.
No.
70,000 volunteers, mind you. Volunteers, people who were not paid. Who
for 2 weeks, they took off from work.
Trained for hours, happy, smiling, you know, with the big, you know, fingers pointing in directions you're supposed to walk in. And honest to goodness, the city, I've been to London many times, and I love it, and it's wonderful. This changed my whole image of London. It was a flawless, wonderful, friendly, pleasant experience, not to mention the fact that we actually got to see a gold medal ceremony, a USA gold medal ceremony, right before we left, basketball, which was wonderful. But we also saw synchronized swimming. Even though we weren't in it, it was still fascinating. And we also saw women's volleyball, indoor volleyball. So we had the time of our lives. It was actually wonderful, wonderful, you know, sort of historic. I love being part of history, and I really loved every minute of it, and I was very impressed with how they executed it and how that size of a event or series of events. Even though I didn't get the opening and closing ceremonies, I'm not a Brit, so I didn't quite get it. But people,
what do you mean you didn't quite get it? What does that mean?
I didn't quite understand it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they went out
that.
Of their way to make those ceremonies very true to Britain. And I think a lot of Americans were scratching their heads trying to figure out sort of the Monty Python thing and the this and the that, but the Brits loved it. I mean, they got rave reviews in England, both the opening and closing ceremonies, where if you follow them on Twitter with your timeline of USA friends, everyone was going, what the heck is this all about? I don't get it. I'm scratching my head. But the other interesting parallel that I want to make, those of you who were in Boston when the Democratic Convention came to town, there was this uprising of fear. Get out of the city. It's going to be madness. The taxi drivers are going to make a killing. The hotels are going to be rich. It's going to be jam-packed. Just get out of the city. Get out of the city. And this is the time to take a vacation if you live in Boston. The same thing happened in London. The city was quiet as could be.
The trains were lovely. They
everything
were
we never waited for anything except for that American Airlines at the end. We never waited. Customs we breezed through. Cabs were everywhere.
And
it was
was
very
it easy to get tickets
to
for events?
What happened.
It, was it easy to get tickets? They said no, but there were a lot of empty seats.
Totally.
But
there were a lot of resellers. There's a lot of like a StubHub kind of company that works in London, and one of our tickets, the volleyball tickets, was bought through a reseller. But that original lottery where my friend got the women's basketball and the synchronized swimming, you know, 10 million people were told they couldn't get tickets. And then we sat in those arenas, even the gold medal winners.
Synchronized swimming is a hot event to get tickets for? I thought that's like if you couldn't get tickets to, I don't know, something.
If you need a place to sleep and you don't want to be on the street, you go to synchronized swimming.
The second I heard about it. But she said to me, you will not believe how hot this thing is in Great Britain. Again, we are the ugly Americans. You know, we all think, oh, we don't like it. It's totally boring.
Yeah,
but the rest of the world is gaga for it.
The handball thing, that blew my mind. I had never seen the handball
weird.
Event before.
I
like it. I think it's
I like
cool.
It
I want to play that.
I'm into badminton. Bring it on.
Badminton.
Come on. It would be, you know, honest to goodness, really, they have a lot to be proud of. They were very proud of themselves.
Yeah.
They talked a lot about, of course, you know, all we could watch was the BBC, but I was up every morning and I was watching the BBC and they were all really grateful, proud, you know, friendly. It was just a great, great event.
And did you see any celebrities?
Did we see any? We probably did, but I wouldn't have known them necessarily.
The
celebrities.
Celebrities. Yeah. Well, we were outside the Ivy, and someone said that Sylvester Stallone was inside, but they weren't sure. And there was like 4,000 people waiting to find out. As close as we got to celebrity. And he's not even a great celebrity.
We saw a female Brazilian.
I think she was female.
Volleyball player. We're not sure.
I'm not sure if she's
wow.
all woman.
They were everywhere, but you know, we
yeah.
don't. We're not familiar
you
with
couldn't
them.
Couldn't tell. The athletes. There were a lot of, you kept saying, oh, that must be an Olympic athlete. But you don't know. You know, they're from Guam. What do we know?
Well, there is obviously a lot of misrepresentation in the news media. And when you come back, when you know anybody who's been someplace and they have a story to tell, or the stories, if you will, here, there is much discrepancy for those of us who didn't get to go. Watched some of it on television, maybe read a few of the accounts online or elsewhere. And I remember the approach I took was, you'll appreciate this, the only medals I talked about were from the countries that we hate. I did a rundown every day. Okay, how many medals does Iran have?
Yeah, boo.
Yeah, boo. And then, you know.
That was the funnest part of the Olympics.
Yeah. See the Chinese do. And the Russians and the Americans, you have the same kind of thing. It's a very lopsided world, and so the Olympics are very lopsided. We are, in this country, more fixated on our own teams and our own
yes.
stuff, and that's natural. But
people were congratulating. I mean, for example, we were sitting behind the French
uh-huh.
in for the basketball, and we were playing.
How did it smell?
No, it was, everything was fine.
Okay.
But they were congratulating us, and they were like, you know, next time it will be our turn, but congratulations. I know.
But I will yeah. say, any time the USA was playing against any other team, everybody in the stadium was rooting for the other team. Great Britain was rooting for the other team.
Did you guys sport your colors? Were you wearing an American flag?
Oh, yeah. We were great.
Yeah. We were wearing Boston Red Sox.
Did people come up and flip the bird in your face? Or
no, we didn't get any of that.
Really?
We were very, honestly, very, very friendly. And we, you know, we were speaking to each other on the train, and people could hear that we were certainly not British.
You know what happens, and this is a good lesson as well. What happens that people who say they don't like America, it isn't as if they don't like individual Americans.
Right.
The individual Americans, some of whom have done a lot to make us look better, and some, the old ugly American, the tradition of wanting everything here and now, and it's always all about you versus Europeans, are not necessarily not ever like that, because I've met some Germans who are pretty self-centered, self-focused.
Yeah.
And so the Brits I find not to be this way most of the time. The Brits really are a civil group. The society is very organized, in, it seems, to the outside world. I'm not sure that I think that it is once you get a taste of it. But it still is a country that has, let's see, what's the right word I'm looking for? It has sort of bona fides. America's young country, kind of, we're braggadocious about ourselves. We've done a lot of good. Certainly we saved the Brits' butts. We saved the French butts. We saved Europe's butt, basically, in World War II. And for those who are around now, it means nothing.
That, and we just kicked her.
But that's the stuff that means something. It doesn't, what we've done, and it's the old adage, what are you doing for me today? And America does a lot of things that are not in the interests of many of the people around the world. We do more things now that are we sort of get the drift that it's in our interest to do all of this stuff, go to Iraq and Afghanistan and all this other stuff, which when you really get it figured out, it's not really in our interest at all. Interest of companies, but not of the country. And that's where the bad vibes come from.
You know what else we found, and I wish we could say it was in reverse as well. This, from the taxi driver to the waiter to the, you know, the guide at the at one of the events, they're very well informed.
Yes,
about America.
Yeah,
you know, they
right.
knew the difference between, you know, Paul Ryan and Joe Biden.
And by the way, you can find out often. I always maintain this. When you go overseas, you'll often find out more about what's going on in our country
yeah.
than you do when you're here.
Yes,
because
true.
Our news media is so bad, and we don't really even get that our news media is so bad.
They still have reporters there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
We don't have reporters. Yeah. We just have bloggers.
All right, ladies, thank you. That was a good overview of the Olympics. Thank you for being here. The two ladies that join us every week at this time, known as the Boomer Broads, Janet and Anne Marie here on Good Day at 13 before the hour.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or a five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What's your drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
As Americans, we often talk about, with a sense of pride and respect, the people who serve our country in uniform. It's very important that all of you do what you can to support the veterans, especially when they come back from the theater of war. That's what the Purple Heart Service Foundation is all about. They provide a lot of services and programs that are not just for the people who've been wounded in action, but for all veterans who are of value. And that speaks for everybody in uniform. Some of the programs include processing veterans' claims for education, compensation, job training, medical care, that sort of thing. They assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So they're looking for ways to expand their mission, and they need your donation. If you have a car or a boat or something like that around you don't need, why don't you call this number, 877-743-1631. Donate a vehicle. Call them now, 877-743-1631. 100% tax deductible, that contribution. Or go online to mophsf.org. Check that out. Doug Steffens, Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
A battle on a number of fronts, wildfires out west, and West Nile virus in Texas. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We start with wildfires, too many to count, burning across several western states. A wildfire in Northern California forcing about 3,000 people from their homes. This one broke out this past Saturday with hundreds of lightning strikes pounding Shasta and Tehama counties. Meteorologist Gary Best says the hot, dry weather is expected to stick around for a while, making it very difficult for firefighters.
The weather pattern really will not change a whole lot over the next several days as high pressure stays with the western part of the nation. That's going to mean temperatures up into the 90s and low 100s for most of this week there.
Meanwhile, officials in Dallas, Texas caught a break from the weather and were hoping to complete the first phase of aerial spraying last night in the battle against West Nile virus. Rain over the past couple of days kept planes on the ground, but yesterday planes were able to go up and spray the northern suburbs of Dallas before turning to the city itself. If the CDC recommends it, there could be more spraying today and tomorrow. Judge Clay Jenkins of Dallas County says he's happy to see the planes go up again, but he admits it's not a perfect solution in the fight against West Nile.
No matter how much spraying and how much ground spraying and aerial spraying, there is no way to kill every potential West Nile carrying mosquito.
Among the victims of West Nile, Ebony Connor's 14-year-old daughter is fighting the virus. She says her daughter's symptoms came on quickly, starting with a headache.
And when the complaint included vomiting, well, the next day we had a doctor's appointment, but coincidentally that night, that's when the sedation, her naturally being deeply sedated, came in, and I took her straight to the emergency room.
The CDC says Texas has suffered more West Nile infections and deaths than any other state this year. The number of deaths from West Nile is at 21. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market's coming off some modest gains last Friday. The Dow up 25, closing the week at 13,275. S&P up 3 points. NASDAQ gained 14. Oil prices edged up 41 cents on Friday, finishing at $96 a barrel. GM with a big recall. General Motors recalling nearly a quarter of a million mid-size SUVs across 20 states and Washington, D.C. because a side door power lock failure could lead to a fire. GM says fluid could get inside the driver's door module and cause corrosion, which could short out the circuit board. Owners of the SUVs involved should be getting a letter in the mail, after which appointments can be set up with the dealers to make the repairs. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Track them, find them, kill them. You're terminated.
In your dreams.
Here we go! Not exactly Shakespeare, but Expendables 2, number one in theaters with just under $29 million. And finally, in case you missed it, we take you back to last Friday. The U.S. Postal Service unveiling a new Forever Stamp. This unveiling took place in California, in the San Fernando city of Tarzana, which was named after a ranch owned by author Edgar Rice Burroughs, who gave us this King of the Jungle. Oh, that clears out the ear canal. Tarzan, who turned 100 last Friday, and that brings us back to the stamp, which Postal Service spokesman Richard Marr describes for us.
It's a beautiful stamp, and it has an image of Edgar Rice Burroughs, a profile shot of the man himself, and then sort of superimposed with that image is a picture of Tarzan swinging on a vine.
Swinging on a vine, something Tarzan does for a living. The new Tarzan Forever stamp, available at post offices nationwide, also online at usps.com/store. Hey, Tarzan, one more time, please. That's my windshield and car alarm. I have to remember not to ask Tarzan to yell in an urban area. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.